We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
On the Eagles Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is the EWU Football Coaches Show, powered by G Automotive. Also brought to you by Numerica Credit Union, Life Moves, Live Well, MultiCare Health System, Northern Quest Resort and Casino, the place where Eagles fans love to stay and play, and by Pepsi, the official soft drink of Eastern Athletics. Now, here are your hosts, Larry Weir and Paul Sorensen.
And we are on campus this week. We will be back at M&D at Northern Quest Resort and Casino next week. Coach Best will have film at 5:30, radio program at 6 with coach and player guests. Today we have offensive coordinator Ian Shoemaker, defensive coordinator Etty Enna that will join us. Soccer coach Chad Bodner will be with us by phone as well later on in the program. Right now, Coach Best joins us as the Eagles get ready to play against the University of Montana Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time start. That means we'll be on the air at 10 o'clock with the pregame show right here. Coach, bye week, did you get everything accomplished that you wanted to get done?
Never gets all accomplished. It felt like we got to Friday, and he felt like you needed a day or two more to kind of pick up what you were picking up all week. But nonetheless, we got a very productive week here on campus with the guys that were here and suited. And the coaches got on the road and shook a few trees on the road as far as that goes to get out when the opportunity is there as far as recruiting because it comes seven games in. It's kind of that midway point, just a touch after midway point. So it's kind of a good time before the floodgates open after Thanksgiving where you can get out and about and kind of start hunkering down on some things. And the December signing period kind of speeds things up, you know, when you talk about that stuff. So it's not like the days of old where bye weeks were spent kind of putting your feet up, you know, soaking in Epsom salt as a coach and, you know, asking your wife to deliver dinner on a TV tray to you on the couch. I mean, this is a different world we live in now.
You had about 11 consecutive weeks there between August camp and then the first seven games of the year. Was there a little bit more spring in the step of guys when you welcomed them back in yesterday?
Well, you know, from the strength and conditioning standpoint, we got back on and got a good sweat in yesterday with Coach Barry and company. in the strength conditioning room. So that's normal protocol as far as getting a workout after a game. We enhanced that a little bit because we didn't have a game on Saturday. So we got after him pretty good. Said the energy was pretty high. And why wouldn't it be, coming off a bye, getting to play on the road against the Montana Grizzlies?
Kind of a surprise, or not necessarily. Sacramento State took Montana apart in Sacramento. And you've seen some interesting things. Weber State's, you know, up there as well. We expected them to be pretty darn good. Portland State's been a nice little surprise. Was there anything that when you were watching on Saturday, if you had a chance to prop the feet up and, you know, grab the remote control clicker and sit next to Tank and sit down and watch some football, were there some things that kind of surprised you about Saturday?
You know, Saturdays in the fall are the most special Saturdays of the year because it is college football, and it's the best thing out there. So when fall leaves you, you feel like something's gone for the next, you know, 6 to 8 months. Had an opportunity to sit in probably 36 degree with the wind chill, downpouring rain, watching the 11-year-old have his best game in flag football here in Cheney. Had a pick six, had a touchdown. So his stats weren't great up to this point, and so I don't know if my addition to the ball field spectating enhanced that or not, but certainly it was something I wasn't going to miss. And then we had a 6-year-old had a belated birthday party, so we got an opportunity. The wife's so special and plans the party on bye week Saturday, just smack dab in the middle of the day. So Tank and I were looking on the phone as far as scores are concerned. I'm always following. I always am around. But, in the evening we got a chance to sit down, watch a few of the late night games, and there's nothing like watching college football, that's for sure.
Kind of nice to get back and be a family, be a dad and be a husband and, you know, be a neighbor and back in the area a little bit. Does it kind of bring things back to center a little bit since it has been a crazy 11 weeks and all the things that happened last year, you know, in terms of the national championship experience? Was it kind of fun to take that deep breath and look around a little bit?
Well, I think it's like anything. When you enjoy two things, you enjoy, you know, going to work, showing up and mentoring student athletes. You're energized when you get to do it. You get to be around great people. It's exciting to be there, but it's also exciting to be home, be energized at home, rolling around the ground, playing with the dog, cooking dinner, taking out the garbage. Those things I attack and I appreciate and I enjoy, and you never feel like you have enough of those moments on either end. You know, when you have a vacation, probably similar to you and Larry here, when you guys are away from each other for 2 weeks, you feel like you got to get connected because 2 weeks was
not really
okay. Well, maybe that's a great analogy, but no, it always feels that way in July when you're away a little bit from your student athletes and your coaches. You kind of get the itch that you want to scratch to get back in, but you also know you're going to leave something else you appreciate at home with the family. So it's certainly a challenging profession that we are certainly a part of. But like I've talked to my kids at home and my wife, if we didn't love what we do as coaches, I'd probably be even more miserable than I am coming home after I come home from work. And so we get to enjoy what we get to enjoy, and they're not always ups. There's a few downs in this profession, tons of challenges, but to do it at your alma mater is pretty darn special.
It's not like you have to get anybody up for Saturday. This is a rivalry that's really taken on kind of a life of its own when you get to play Montana. You didn't get to play them last year. You'll get a chance to host them next year at Roost, but it seems like, you know, we seem to go to Missoula an awful lot, for goodness sake. So that's just the way things work out. But what a great venue, what a great environment, what a great chance to come in and, again, expand the brand, do what you need to do, focus on 1 week. You don't have to worry about anything else. You have to win 1 week, one game a week. What do you do? Do you have to hold guys back a little bit? Do you try to put a little fire, add a little fire to this week's practice? Is it business as normal?
Well, I think it's a combination of all of the above. I think you've got to probably pull them back a little bit because a lot of those guys didn't get a ton of sweats in last week as far as in practice. They're working during practice and other arenas, but it'll be nice. Those guys will be giddy trying to get the game plan tomorrow morning as we put it in today as far as how we're going to approach the game offensively, defensively, and special teams. So there will be some giddiness, so pulling them back. But you don't want to pull them too far back because they're excited about something. It's almost like the kid that wants to look under the Christmas tree and, you know, wants to look. You can't open them, but you want them to be giddy about looking at them, shaking it, turning it, asking about it. But you still don't want to say no, 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 no. There's got to be a little, I guess, surprise element. And but some of those guys will be coming back. We've got to just make sure as coaches, the guys that haven't practiced a ton this entire season or haven't been a part of team segments, we do a good job corralling those guys, making sure we're not giving them 6 and 8 and 10 reps at a time. Let's splice those guys in methodically throughout the week, and let's see where this thing plays out come Saturday.
You've been around this rivalry now 22-plus years as a player, as a grad assistant coach, a coordinator, and now a head coach. How much have you seen this grown in that time frame?
Well, it's always fun. It's always a challenge. You know, obviously, you know, make no bones about it. From the time I got here on campus in 1996, fall of, University of Montana was the team to beat, flat out. And I think without looking at it, I think it was 14 straight or so, you know, around that Big Sky championships in a row. That's unprecedented. I mean, that's unheard of. The parity in this day and age, it puts that even more impressively to do that, you know, even 6 or 8 times, let alone doubling the 6 or 8 as many times they won a row. So there was a lot of schools that always gave them their, you know, your best shot when you went to them or they came to you. It was always kind of those counts the same, means a little more games, and that hasn't changed. And we've had the upper hand for a little bit of time here, and that's what rivalries are all about. When it kind of goes back and forth, play a little table tennis, and you know it's going to be a knockdown drag out, probably come down to the last series, maybe a big play on special teams, you know, in a situation. Those are what a lot of times decide the outcome of some of these games. But it's an awesome opportunity to go back to Missoula twice in 3 years, I'll tell you that.
Dalton Sneed has been playing very well. He got hurt at the end of the Sacramento State game, but he's kind of made this offense go this year, hasn't he?
Absolutely, and I would say very well is an understatement. You talk about Kevin Thompson at Sacramento State, and you talk about Dalton Sneed in Montana. His game is head and shoulders above what it was last year, and it's pretty darn good last year. So you talk about competitors. There's not a guy that's taking this by the reins and playing out of his mind. There's 3 or 4 guys in this league, especially at that position, a quarterback position, that are vying to be top dog in this league, and he's a threat on the ground. He's a tough-nosed kid. He won't turn down contact when he pulls the ball. He's going to run vertically at you and then make you miss most of the time when he does that. But he can also beat you with his arm. He's got 3 great receivers. He's got a run game to protect him. They do a great job changing things up, getting the ball out quick, and then taking shots deep. And that wide receiving core is pretty special from sideline to sideline as far as what they can do, the routes they can run, the length they have, and the speed that obviously coexists with some of the length on the outside.
Is the wide receiver position maybe the most impressive single thing about their offense?
Offensively, I would say, I mean, Dalton Sneed makes that engine go. So it doesn't matter what kind of receivers you have or what kind of offensive lineman you have. When you got a guy that can do all those things to kind of clean up your spilled milk, so to speak, he creates, he extends plays to be able to get the ball to his receivers. But outside of Dalton, I think that receiving core can hurt you in a lot of ways. So we've got to play sound. We've got to play within. We can't let the game get the best of us or situations get the best of us, because they certainly will test us on the outside.
And then defensively, they've got the returning Big Sky Conference Defensive Player of the Year in Dante Olson. So is his position, the linebacking core, maybe the most impressive thing on their defense, or what have you seen from their defense?
Well, I tell you this, the two things that stand out to me are they play extremely tough and extremely physical. Across the board, all three tiers. You talk about D-line, linebackers, and the defensive back position. So they will challenge you. They will play man on the outside for a better part of the game in their cover 4 scheme. They will bring pressure. There's always going to be a fourth or a fifth coming to the party. It's not going to be a straight rush 3. We didn't have a chance to play them last year, so schematically we didn't approach the game and prepare for a game. So this is really the first time we've seen their system in play from a defensive standpoint. They'll try to fool you a little bit. They'll bring a fourth and a fifth from various spots. They're kind of a little bit of a hybrid North Dakota type defense as far as trying to undress your zones, trying to get you out of your gap schemes, bring someone here, bring someone there, and try to frustrate you from a defensive line perspective. But Dante Olsen, again, is probably got defense that cleans up most of the milk that's spilled over there. That guy's a tackling machine. He's got a nose for the football, and he's got some size along with his ability to run down ball carriers and ball catchers.
Is it surprising? I don't think they're running the same type of defense they did when Bobby Houck was in Missoula the first time around. Is that a surprise?
I don't know as much as a surprise. That might be a Coach Houck question. I know the many sleepless nights I had as an offensive line coach. We were just talking about this today in their 4-3 defense. They zone blitzed and pressured quite a bit. You knew it was coming. They knew you knew it was coming. They still were great at it. They're again, still well coached. But, yes, they play a different front that they're accustomed to playing or did play first time. Coach Houck was captain of that ship. And, they always had an edge rusher. So that edge rusher, whoever it may be, whether it's Wagaman, whether it's Holmes, whether it's Pettick, whether it's Bush, all those guys, I mean, they made life miserable for me in a lot of ways, especially when you play there, when you have great players on the edge in a 4-3 system and you can't hear yourself as an offensive tackle. That's tough. Those are two strikes against you, so you better choke up at the bat. A lot of times we try to do some things to kind of negate some of that pass rush on the outside. Sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't. So it is certainly different than what Coach Houck was first time around, but still a lot of the same results as far as getting the ball carriers, ripping at the ball when they get there, and being physical every time they get to someone with the ball in their hand.
Game planning for the crowd. How do you do that when you're not going to be able to hear, audibles, et cetera, at the line?
Yeah, it's confidence in your game plan, number one. You got to be knowledgeable enough. And Coach Shoemaker's first game as a head coach was in Wagra Stadium with Central. He was telling the guys that yesterday. So he's been in there before. Coach McCann has also been in there a time or two, having coached for UC Davis in Northern Iowa. So there's at least some experience in that stadium. Every experience is different, similar variety, but it's all different. You practice for it. You play the crowd music at practice. Unfortunately, the defense doesn't like it, but that's kind of the way it goes when you're on a 100-yard field with 105 guys that kind of caters to one side of the ball. So we'll do some different things. May or may not audible a ton, may or may not motion a ton. We just kind of got to play it out, get a feel for how we practice it to see them applying that on Saturday.
I guess one way to make the crowd not a big a factor is just to go down and score and score a lot and take them out of the game, I suppose. But
yeah,
that's easier said than done.
Well, I tell you, they get some pretty darn good fans. So even though you may score, they may be silent for a moment, but they're not going to be silent for too many moments. And so, that's one way. That's certainly one way. But to do that, we've got to be prepared in the moments, because no one scores before the ball is kicked off. So it's still going to start 0-0. That's what I do know.
I believe you were telling me a story many years ago about your first experience at Washington Grizzly Stadium. That was before there was 20-some-odd thousand people there. And Kevin Peterson got hurt. And they had a couple of really good defensive tackles. And you were the backup center. And we didn't have names in the back of the jerseys at that point in time.
Still don't.
And you were telling me that the fans were yelling at you, "Hey, Best, what are you going to do, Best? You got to go in there and block all Americans. How are you going to handle that one, Best? You're a backup," and stuff like that. And you were amazed that they knew who you were.
I was amazed in a lot of ways, because some of those were 4-year-olds behind me that I didn't even know they knew how to read yet. In Washington, I mean, my kindergartner doesn't even know how to read yet. This 4-year-old knows me by name, calls me some colorful nicknames and the whole nine. But it was good jabber. Yeah, I wasn't interested in blocking Kelly Bryant. That guy was an absolute beast back in the day. But I think Pete kind of got back to his feet, and that's one of those fun moments in Eastern history. Really not fun moments, one of the fun games. You can look back, you probably got 10 on your hands, and trying to build a top 10 in Eastern history is tough, but I think that 97 game in Wild Grizzlies was a pretty special one. It probably made it more special that I never got in the game, Larry.
That might be an exercise for us in the offseason sometime. You come up with your list from 1996 on. I'll come up with a list from 1996 on. Be interesting to see how many intersect. Obviously, quite a few would, but there would be one or two in there that probably would be different.
I'd hope so. I mean, but if they're all different, then either you, I, or we both got issues. I mean, if we're not skipping stones that well together, then we might have to not get put our minds together too often. So, but yeah, there's been some fun ones.
Yeah, Coach, thanks for the time as always. Good luck Saturday.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks,
AB.
You bet.
We'll have more of the Eagle Football Coaches Show live here from campus on the Northern Quest on the Eagle Football Coaches Show here on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield. It's amazing how much you forget when you haven't done this for a week. On the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
If a buried natural gas pipeline is leaking outside your home, you may see dead vegetation, hear a hissing noise, or smell it. Because Avista adds a rotten egg scent that's easily detectable. If so, get far away and call 911 and Avista. And if you ever smell a natural gas leak indoors, get everyone outside fast. Don't flip light switches, use a cell phone, or do anything to cause a spark. Go somewhere safe, like a neighbor's house, then call 911 and Avista. We just want you to be safe.
When you play Washington's Lottery, it helps fund education, stadium development, and businesses across the state. So we'd like to thank our players for their help. Thanks to the always plays her son's birthday numbers lady from Spokane, and the only scratches with his lucky coin guy from Olympia, and the I only play if the jackpot has at least three commas in it heavy hitter from Edmonds. A big heartfelt thank you to all our players. Visit wallottery.com/whobenefits.
Numbers rounded, must be 18 or older to purchase. Statistics and figures are from the 2018 Washington's Lottery Comprehensive Annual Financial Report.
Hey, Eagle fans, we hope you're enjoying the game today. The Cheney Light Department has been a proud sponsor of the Eastern Eagles for many years. The Cheney Light Department has been your hometown expert on energy conservation and services since 1931. They offer a variety of rebates for your conservation projects and will assist you with energy savings. So when you're planning that next remodel or new building, be sure to call the Cheney Light Department at 498-9230 before you begin so they can help you in planning for energy savings. Go Eagles!
Inland Imaging provides our area's patients and their physicians with access to the most advanced medical imaging technology in the region. Our 3 Tesla MRI, 3D mammography, SPECT CT scanners, and more allow us to provide the most detailed and accurate medical images available, and we often charge less than local hospitals and clinics for the same exams. When you need medical imaging, choose the Inland Imaging Advantage for answers you can trust and care you can count on.
Hey, I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and I watch college football like it's my job.
It is your job.
I know, but sometimes I like to get out of the booth and chill. Here, have a Coors Light.
Thanks.
So, where was I?
You're on my couch. In my spot.
Oh, is this your spot? It's a nice spot. Great view.
Make Saturday mornings even more chill with a fridge full of Coors Light, the official beer of Saturday morning. 2019 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Don't freak out, but I washed your lucky shirt.
Washed it? I've won 3 Northern Quest jackpots in the last 2 months with that shirt.
Yeah, getting a little ripe.
Ripe with victory? Did you at least use the gentle cycle? Fine washables or whatever?
No, I just threw it in the machine with some underpants.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Serious about gaming? Northern Quest pays out more than 80 jackpots per day. Visit northernquest.com for details.
Welcome back. It is the Eagle Football Coaches Show. We are on campus this week. We will be back at Northern Quest Resort and Casino at M&D. Movie and dinner there. That's where we do our Coaches Show usually. But we'll have highlights once again coming up next week from the Montana game. So Coach Best will be showing those starting at 5:30. Our radio program begins at 6 o'clock. We are awaiting the arrival of, I believe, it's defensive coordinator Etienne. I think he's scheduled ahead of Coach Shoemaker. So while we await that, Paul, only 2 teams left, 3-0, and then 4 teams left with 1 loss in the Big Sky Conference at this point in time. What's your thoughts of the first 3 or 4 weeks of the conference season?
Well, no question Sacramento State has been the jump-off-the-page head-turner here in terms of what they've been able to do, Troy Taylor and his staff. And, you know, they have really done a nice job, and they've gone, you know, they took Eastern apart down there early, went on the road, took Montana State, and beat them in Bozeman, and then, of course, just whooped a pretty good Montana team as well. So they've had 2 home games now, and then and one on the road in the one on the road was a biggie in Bozeman. I think they have been very impressive. Weber State, we knew they were going to be good, and they're good. And they just had a back rush for 340 yards, set a school record in their win. And then, of course, Portland State. There's a little bit of a surprise there to see them, at 3-1 on the season. So they're kind of hanging around. They're one of those teams that are interesting in how they do things. But to see what has happened so far with Sac State, Weber State, and Portland State has been impressive.
Weber State 4th, Sacramento State 7th, Montana State number 9, Montana number 10 in the media poll, and everybody's a spot lower in the coaches poll. Weber State 5th, Sacramento State 8th, Montana State 9th, Montana 11th, and then UC Davis in both polls in at number 22 as we get ready for the Eagles against Montana coming up on Saturday. Defensive coordinator Etienne joins us now. How was it last week, Coach, getting your getting a little weekend off and maybe getting a chance to catch up, catch your breath a little bit?
It was nice. We needed that. I think overall as a team and staff and everybody else, it was been a long run to this point, and just getting some time to look over the work that we've done, things that we need to fix, and there's a lot of that on our side of the ball. It was good to have time to self-scout ourselves and look over that stuff.
You guys have been victims of bad breaks, I think, probably as much as needing to improve some on the defensive side early on this year.
I hate to use that word, victim, but, there are circumstances that are not as opportune sometimes, and then there's some that you have to find a way to fight your way out of. But it hasn't been ideal at times. No question, we still have to have the fortitude, the toughness, the willingness to fight through those situations and come out on top.
And you haven't been healthy at all on defense this year. You haven't had your whole team together on defense, and I don't know whether you'll have your whole team together on defense all year long, because you've either missed Ojo or Moore or somebody over the course of the year in every game. That doesn't help with continuity either, does it?
No, we're always trying to, find those other guys that are going to step up and play their role. And unfortunately, at times, sometimes those guys end up being banged up. And so you keep searching down the ladder. That's where it's so important for us in the off season through recruiting and whatever it is development-wise to narrow the steps, even, not just between 1 and 2, but 3 and 4 and those other levels too that oftentimes at this level of ball end up being a factor for you.
Coach, did you get on the road and do some recruiting last week, or were you sticking around, kind of breaking film down and maybe doing some self-scouting, looking at what Montana presented? Tell us a little bit about what you did on the bye week.
I stuck around for the most part. A little bit of high school, got to watch my son play. He's playing down here at Cheney High School, so got to watch that game. But other than that, I was here game prepping for the Montana game, going through our self-scout. And, of course, we having practices during that bye week, being here to help continue the development with the players that were in practice.
Larry talked about the injuries. I think having Keith Moore back in the middle really gives you that big body that can kind of, defend, two offensive linemen, which opens up things on the end. Not having Ojo, you've lost Sindelbach for some time. I mean, you've had injuries that have been pretty crucial. And yet you figure out a way, and you seem to be getting better each and every week. What have been the keys kind of moving forward? What do you want to see this defense do, from Montana on now for the rest of the year?
I think it's been great having Big Keith back out there and other guys stepping up their role. I think the biggest key thing is I want to see us continue to put the focus on us, on our execution, personally on each, position, being able to execute to a higher level than they ever have, and take that and advance that standard from week to week. I think if we see that and a consistent development, automatically we're going to get a better product out there. And it's been getting better. We just need to continue that.
I thought early Ledbetter has kind of been a leader on the field. He's your captain. And yet you're starting to see some other guys, kind of emerge a little bit. Who, in your eyes, defensively, are the good leaders right now for this this Eagle defense?
Well, I think there's no question, along with Ledbetter doing a great job, I think there's a role that Jack Sindelbach plays as a middle linebacker. I think there's a role that you get from our safety players, whether it's Callan Kreiner or DeJounte or Tyson Prunty. Seeing some excitement out in the corner position a little bit more nowadays with Trey Weed and the guys that are flying around and making some plays out there. So, that overall development where we knew we were going to have some growing pains, but to see them find success. That's ultimately your goal as a coach, right? To see the kids buy into the situation that they're in and find success. And so that's what we're going to continue to do.
What do you see out of Montana on film? What do you think? Snead obviously has played spectacular football mm-hmm. this year.
Snead is an awesome competitor. You know, just watching film, you look at that quarterback and you're like, wow, this kid, I mean, he competes. He does whatever he needs to do to help his team win, whether it's throw the ball, run the ball, throw a block, catch a ball. I mean, he does everything they ask of him. And you know, you see him out there running the show in terms of making checks, putting guys in the right position. But I think offensively they're dynamic. They're very, very good.
Can you liken them to anybody that you've played so far this year?
They're a lot like a few of the teams that we played, kind of morphed into one, though, you know, where they've got, you know, they might be like Northern Colorado in some instances where they play with that off the ball tight end a lot, but they're different in a lot of the things that they do, and they're different in the ability at some of the other positions. I think that their wide receiver position is very, very talented. I think Jerry Louis McGee is a great player. I think that he, you know, just the places that he goes and the things that he do, you got to keep your eye on him because he'll find space. He'll get out of somebody's vision, and next thing you know, he'll be wide open. I think Samuel Ockham is a great receiver too. He's got the size, makes great catches out there. I hope I said his name right, but I think he's a special receiver out there. And the running back does a great job. I mean, you've seen 2-3 running backs out there that do a great job. So. As a whole, you know, then they come in with the traditional Montana flavor that we're used to, coming out with 2 or 3 tight ends at times, and all 3 of those big guys can block, and all 3 of those big guys, all of a sudden, you think they're going to block and they're downfield, making a big catch down the field. So they do a great job.
Coach, we appreciate your time coming in here. Thanks a lot. Good luck in Missoula on Saturday.
Thank you, Larry.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Defensive coordinator Etienne joining us, and we'll have more. Offensive coordinator Ian Shoemaker scheduled to join us next on the Eagle Football Coaches Show. We're live here on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire, and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
We are motivated. We are dedicated. We are stepping up. We have passion flowing through our veins. We are vital. Inland Northwest Blood Center has joined forces with 127 donation centers across the nation to form Vitalant. By joining forces, we can help more people realize their life-saving potential and make every drop of blood count more. Learn why your donation is so vital at Vitalant.org.
I could have chose to stay with Ford Corporate in Detroit or enjoy the easy life of my first dealership in Grangeville, Idaho. I chose here, not just Spokane or the Valley, but the surrounding beauty of the Palouse and Rockford, the honor of Fairchild, the strength of Freeman, the celebrations in Cheney, the harvest of Spangle. Ford buyers of Eastern Washington are different. They get who they are, what they want to do, and where they are going. They're about community, honor, hard work, and giving back. Spokane is the center of these strong roots. I chose here. And our people are as true as they are tough. They are built Ford tough. Whether you're a lifelong Ford owner or curious about joining the rest of us, we want to welcome you to the family, the Gus Johnson Ford family, home of built Ford tough people.
At Numerica, we think it's time we had the money talk.
The younger you start saving for the future, the better. Even if it's just a few dollars a month, it really does all add up.
One of the best saving strategies anyone can make is to pay yourself first, every month with an automatic savings plan. That way, it's in your account and off your mind.
For more tips and tricks, visit NumericaCU.com or drop by one of our branches to talk with a friendly money expert. Federally insured by NCUA.
got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
Eagles against Montana, Saturday, 10 o'clock for our pregame show, just after 11 o'clock for the kickoff from Washington Grizzly Stadium in Missoula. We'll be back at M&D at Northern Quest Resort and Casino on Monday to talk about it. Offensive coordinator, quarterbacks coach Ian Shoemaker joins us now. So the bye week for you, Coach, what were you able to do during the bye week? Did you get a little a weekend maybe to spend with the family, or were you grinding all the way through?
Yeah, we spent a little time getting prepared last week. You know, we had the three practices in the middle of the week, and then got an opportunity to get on the road, do a little bit of recruiting as well. So got to go down and, you know, visit some schools and watch some games. So it was good. But, yeah, yesterday took a little bit of time, so that was positive.
Was it good to get a little – because you guys have been going at it for, well, the players and camp since August started. It was 11 consecutive weeks, and coaches were probably doing that for at least a week prior to practice starting. So was it good to have – a week away, even though it wasn't necessarily all the way?
Yes, there's no doubt that the bye weeks can be a positive time to, you know, recharge your batteries and get yourself ready to go, even though, you know, we probably were pretty busy for most of the time throughout that, you know, that week. But, you know, it is definitely a positive. Hopefully everybody's back ready to go, and we're in the middle of it right now, game planning and putting a mindset together for this week.
When you were the head coach at Central Washington, your first game was in Chris Stadium, you know, and you had a chance to face the University of Montana. And if memory serves, you played pretty well. How was that experience for you, and then how does that translate forward now to you as the offensive coordinator here at Eastern Washington?
Well, it was always, you know, a running joke with the AD that, you know, that was my first, you know, head job, and I get to go in and face a team like Montana in that environment. But no, it was a great experience. You know, the environment is awesome. You get into this profession, kids come to a place like Eastern to play in games like that in environments like that, and I think that's you know, what we're looking forward to is a great environment and an opportunity to go play a good opponent, and you know, it's definitely going to show up there in Grizzlyville.
You know, when you look, Larry and I get fired up for certain games, and we love going back to Montana. We've been there a long time and have seen some pretty special games and seen some tough losses and some great wins. And you know, I would think as a coach and I would think as players, you know, everybody gets kind of geezed up a little bit. Do you as a coach get fired up to go to certain locations and take teams on?
Oh, there's no doubt, you know, getting an opportunity to play at University of Washington and play against Montana in these different spots. It's definitely exciting. Not that it changes your prep, doesn't change our mindset maybe, but, you know, you walk into the place and go, wow, this is a pretty special opportunity. And, you know, I think our kids realize that, and hopefully we'll prepare that way this week.
With the noise, that's going to make it difficult for you guys maybe to do some shifting, some audibles at the line of scrimmage, some quiet counts. I mean, you may have to reach over and grab hands with the offensive line. Whatever you guys decide to do on that, is that something that you build into your practice prep all week long?
No question. Yeah, Coach Best will have the radio up loud. We'll make some some neighbors unhappy maybe in town in the afternoon when our practices are going on. But it'll be loud, and we will prepare. And, you know, they've played in this environment before. There's a number of guys up front and guys in the program that have dealt with this. And then also we, you know, had that opportunity to play at UW to start the season off, and we're able to use some of those tools that we're going to need.
Eric Berrier, Antoine Custer Jr., your receivers, they're all starting to kind of get a pretty good flow. They're starting to come together. You can see it. Is this, you know, kind of taking it to the next level now? You've got a very good defense you're going up against. Big Sky Player of the Year and Olsen, who's a stud. They've got a good, you know, rush end. They do a lot of things that really cause problems from a defensive standpoint to the offense. What do you see, you know, kind of keys for Eastern? What do you guys need to do, you know, in terms of handling all of that stuff, you know, as an offense?
Well, I think first and foremost, you got to be able to deal with the, you know, the noise and the energy that's going to come out of the game like this. We got to be able to, you know, appropriately respond to that right away. We got to be great on first down. I think, you know, taking, you know, some of that juice out of the environment by being really good on first down is huge. And I think, like I said, if we execute at a high level, regardless of what they're doing, I think we have the tools to, you know, make plays against anybody in the country. You know what I mean? And that's our hope is to go out and execute at a high level and set these guys loose a little bit.
This is your first year in the program, Coach, so it takes you a little bit of time to get used to the players that are in your position room, Eric and the other quarterbacks, and it takes them a little bit of time to get used to you and what you're trying to introduce them to as well. Do you think it's coming together slowly week by week here?
No doubt. You know, I think we're getting better. I think we're executing at a higher clip. I think they understand more what the expectations are each week, and we grow together. You know, it's, you know, getting comfortable in their language, getting comfortable in, you know, the language that I brought, and putting it together to where we can, you know, all be successful together. And that's what's exciting to me, is just to see the growth of the room and not only the players but myself in that room to where we can hopefully continue to take steps forward.
Hey, you talk about the language. There's, you know, you probably brought some terminology from Central with you that might be new to the Eastern program, is what I'm guessing.
Yeah, but a lot of it also was, you know, trying to absorb as much of the language that was in place, trying to do no harm. You know, the idea of, you know, trying to come in and not change everything, make everything new for the players, you know, try to make it all as new for me as possible and deal with that. And I think, you know, those steps have come as well. We're continuing to improve, being able to call the game faster, getting closer to 100 plays and in a game, and those things is, you know, has been a challenge for me specifically, and you know, I think for by extension some of the kids. But you know, I think we're taking steps, and you know, you can see it, you know, as you go back to some of these games and look at some of the play snaps and the yardages and things like that. I think we're getting closer to that. Are we a finished product? By no means.
We are seeing, obviously, guys like Eric and Gunner that are getting a chance to play in games right now. But tell us about a couple of the young guys that are in the program that we're not going to see probably until 2020 or even 2021 or beyond that. And Trey Turner, we'll start with him.
Yeah, Trey Turner has done a great job, been with us on every travel opportunity, has been signaling, been up with the varsity group, getting an opportunity to kind of learn on the job, and has done a great job. Great personality. A kid that everybody enjoys having around, has a lot of the tools that we're going to need in the future, and we're really looking forward to kind of what his development looks like, you know, from the weight room to the meeting room to all those different opportunities. But great kid, great student, really looking forward to kind of what his development looks like moving forward.
And then the other freshman you have in that room is Kellen Krantz.
Yeah, Kellen Krantz is, you know, from Enumclaw High School, you know, is a bigger body, you know, more prototypical probably pocket passer as far as body type goes, but has been slinging the ball around down at Scouts, has done a really good job, got Scout of the Week, you know, early on in the season, which was a good sign, and, you know, has really kind of taken that leadership role down with those young guys that are scouting for the varsity defense every day. So he's actually getting a ton more reps than Trey might be just because of that, but you know, I think he's really taken that role and run with it.
Coach, thanks for the time. Thanks for coming down. Good luck on Saturday. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much. See you guys over there.
Thanks,
absolutely.
Ian
Shoemaker, offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach. When we come back, we will shift gears and move to the other football. That's soccer. We'll hear from Eaglehead soccer coach Chad Bodner. That's coming up after this timeout on the Eagle Football Coaches Show, live here on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Yolk's Fresh Market is a family business.
It means I have a voice in the future of the company.
I was hired at the age of 60, and to me that's phenomenal.
I was part of a trading company for 10 years, and I've been with Yolk's now as an employee owner, and it's absolutely been a great experience.
It's an awesome company to be with.
Since we became employee-owned in 1990, that family continues to grow.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Eagle fans, we hope you're enjoying the game today. The Cheney Light Department has been a proud sponsor of the Eastern Eagles for many years. The Cheney Light Department has been your hometown expert on energy conservation and services since 1931. They offer a variety of rebates for your conservation projects and will assist you with energy savings. So when you're planning that next remodel or new building, be sure to call the Cheney Light Department at 498-9230 before you begin so they can help you in planning for energy savings. Go Eagles!
Inland Imaging's 6 outpatient imaging centers, the region's most advanced imaging technology, and more than 500 technical and professional staff make it possible for us to do studies that other imaging centers simply can't. And we often charge less than local hospitals and multi-specialty clinics for the same exams. When you need medical imaging, choose the Inland Imaging Advantage for answers you can trust and care you can count on.
Don't freak out, but I washed your lucky shirt.
Washed it? I've won 3 Northern Quest jackpots in the last 2 months with that shirt.
Yeah, getting a little ripe.
Ripe with victory? Did you at least use the Gentle Cycle? Fine washables or whatever?
No, I just threw it in the machine with some underpants.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Serious about gaming? Northern Quest pays out more than 80 jackpots per day. Visit northernquest.com for details.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Eagle football Saturday against Montana. Pre-game show starting at 10. Kickoff just after 11 o'clock. We hope you join us for that. Game will be visible on Root Sports. You can go to syncmygame.com, S-Y-N-C-mygame.com. Figure out how to sync your radio to your television. We're talking about the other football now, and we've got Eagles soccer coach Chad Bodner on the phone. Coach, getting some time on the road here coming up this weekend, but let's first talk about the homestand last weekend. 2 more shutouts. That makes it 4 straight shutouts for your team, 5 straight wins overall. It's hard to lose a match when you're not allowing any goals, right? You still have a pretty young team, even though you're 5-0-1 in conference play. This is a pretty young soccer team. So did it take you that first month of the season kind of to get on the same page like you're talking about? Talk a little bit about the matches last week, especially the match you had yesterday against Northern Arizona. It looked to me like you guys jumped out early in that match, and you were able to just kind of to ride it on into the end. Talk about Kelsey Winston and the job she's done in goal. She has four straight shutouts, a program record of 13. She's just a junior, so she's going to keep adding to that total. Well, and then you also have, the defensive players, the back line, they've got to try to keep as much off of her as possible, too. And you've got a lot of talent back there, and a lot of those athletes are just sophomores.
Yeah, it's interesting.
All right, so you've got a big challenge coming up. You're 5-0-1 in conference play. You are playing Portland State on Friday and then Sacramento State on Sunday. And am I wrong? Have both of those teams clinched spots in the Big Sky Tournament, or is just Sac State clinched? So turf field, that's something you don't play on a whole lot. Is that something that soccer is going to, or is this kind of a foreign surface you don't see but maybe once or twice a year? You have done well on the road. What's been the secret for you this year? And if you can get a couple of good results this weekend, then you've got a huge match coming up on Wednesday at home, a rescheduled match. You were supposed to play Montana back when we had the snow in late September, and so that match was rescheduled to Wednesday of next week. And if you can win a couple, you'll be playing for a Big Sky Conference regular season title against Montana. Coach, thanks for the time. Congratulations on a great job so far this year in conference play. Good luck this weekend in Sacramento and in Portland, and we hope you bring home a couple of victories. Thanks for taking the time to join us. You betcha. That's head coach Chad Bodner of the Eagle women's soccer team, 5-0-1 behind Montana in second place. They have clinched a berth in the Big Sky Conference soccer tournament. That's the sixth straight year in which they've been able to do that. So congratulations to Coach Bodner, Coach Scholler, all the players, all the staff, as well as also to Coach German and Coach Cullen as well for their work with Eagle soccer this year, as they'll be on the road Friday in Portland, Sunday in Sacramento. Paul and I will wrap things up here on the Eagle Football Coaches Show after this timeout. This is the weekly Eagle Football Coaches Show from Learfield IMG College.
Time is brain. For stroke patients, just 1 minute can save approximately 2 million brain cells. The MultiCare Neuroscience Institute at Deaconess Hospital saves time with a fast and efficient protocol that immediately gets stroke patients the care they need. Internationally recognized and the first certified comprehensive stroke center in the region, MultiCare Deaconess Hospital is proud to offer the highest level stroke care to our patients. Visit multicare.org to learn more. MultiCare Deaconess Hospital. MultiCare, here for you.
Washington Trust Bank asks, what's your awesome?
That's Gertie. She was our first goat, and we got her just for the milk. But then we started making cheese, and everybody loved it. So now we have four goats and are thinking about starting a little side business. Guess that would make Gertie a business partner. But not a silent one.
Everyone has an awesome, and whatever yours is, Washington Trust Bank can help you get there. Stop by and see a personal banker today. Learn more at watrust.com/awesome. Washington Trust Bank, member FDIC.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
You may be eager to break ground on a new outdoor project, but never just start digging. Buried electric and natural gas lines can be anywhere. It's the law to call 811 at least 2 business days before you dig. Spray paint white lines showing your dig zone, and a crew will mark the utility lines. Mark accuracy zone is within 2 feet of the mark, so always hand dig to expose the line first. Call 811 before you dig. The service is free for residential customers. Avista, we just want you to be safe.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle and here is my spout.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We are motivated. We are dedicated. We are stepping up. We have passion flowing through our veins. We are vital. Inland Northwest Blood Center has joined forces with 127 donation centers across the nation to form Vitalant. By joining forces, we can help more people realize their life-saving potential and make every drop of blood count more. Learn why your donation is so vital at Vitalant.org.
All right, the Eagles against the Grizzlies on Saturday. Pregame show starts at 10, kickoff at 11 o'clock. Paul, the Eagles have won 7 of the last 9 games against Montana, all here in this decade. The 2 losses, though, in Missoula. It's a tough place to play, whether they're good or not good, and they're good this year, and so that's going to make the challenge that much harder.
Absolutely. In fact, they're 6-1 over the last 7, as you mentioned, and Eastern and Montana, the last 21 games has had at least one team ranked in the top 25. So it's usually a big game when these two teams get together. It's going to be noisy. It's going to eliminate some of the things that Eastern's good at, which is shifting, movement, being able to audible the line of scrimmage. You got to be able to overcome all that stuff and play your game and see if you can get it done.
And for Eastern, every game basically a playoff game right now, because if they take another loss, in all likelihood, they are out of the playoff conversation for 2019 after being the runners-up last year.
Eastern hasn't won a road game this season. You know, they've done a great job of winning games at home, but they've not won on the road, and this is as big a road game as you're going to get. You know, even though you've gone to Jacksonville State, you've gone to Seattle to play at the Huskies, playing in Missoula is a tough task for anybody, especially going in there trying to get a win.
There are some big games this week. Weber State plays at UC Davis, a battle of top 25 teams. Montana State has to go to North Dakota. Sacramento State has to go to Cal Poly, and they've had quite a little run here with Eastern, Montana State, and Montana. Can they avoid a letdown?
That might be tough, but the way they're playing right now, their offense, Thompson, their quarterback, was National Player of the Week. Their defense has been forcing turnovers, scooping scores, interception returns for touchdowns. They took two really good teams at home in Eastern Washington and Montana and turned them inside out and spanked them pretty good.
Only six teams with zero or one loss in Big Sky Conference play. Sacramento State, Weber State, both at 3-0. Portland State at 3-1. Montana, Montana State, Eastern Washington, all at 2-1. And Eastern will have some tough games in November coming up as well. They'll be on the road at Idaho State. They'll be on the road at Cal Poly. They'll be at home to Northern Arizona and at home against Portland State. But, this game on paper looks like it might be the most challenging, but there's other challenges ahead.
Oh, there really are. And we've talked about going to Missoula, but you got to go to Pocatello. And Idaho State is a completely different team at home. They're very, very good at home. You know, in the dome, that's going to be a difficult game. Going down to Colorado or Cal Poly is always a tough trip. You get the grass, you get the option, they wear you out, just a bunch of things. It's going to be a tough test, but let's worry about Saturday.
Absolutely. All right, that will do it for this edition of the Coach's Show. Pregame begins at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning with a kickoff coming up just after 11. Thanks to Coach Chad Bodner from the soccer program. Thanks to Coach Aaron Best, defensive coordinator Etienne, and offensive coordinator Ian Shoemaker. For producer Steve Pry and Paul Sorensen, I'm Larry Ware. Thanks for listening to the Eagle Football Coaches Show from the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
On the Eagles Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, you've been listening to the EWU Football Coaches Show, powered by D Automotive. Also brought to you by Numerica Credit Union, Life Moves, Live Well, MultiCare Health System, Northern Quest Resort and Casino, the place where Eagles fans love to stay and play, and by Pepsi, the official soft drink of Eastern Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Eagles Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.